Hello, lovely. Let's talk about the five mindset shifts that you need to make to help you attract a six-figure income into your beautiful business. So, why mindset shifts? Well, here's the thing. Anything is possible. We live in a world of infinite possibilities. We live in an ever-expanding universe where anything is possible, where you get to choose through the thoughts that you think and the feelings that you feel, through the vibration that you're sending out into that universe, that intelligent universe that then responds to you and brings you the ideas, the synchronicities, the events, the opportunities, the people, the conversations, everything you need to achieve whatever you're looking to achieve. So when you shift your mind, when you shift your mindset, which changes the way you think, which then changes the vibration that you're sending out into the field, you change your world. And when you change your mindset, what you're actually doing is you're shifting your perspective. You're shifting the way you see the world. You're taking off the glasses that say, this is not really possible for me, or it's too hard, or it never works out, or nobody ever helps me. I'm all by myself. I have to sort it all out myself. You're taking off those glasses and you're replacing them with glasses that say, anything is possible. It's possible for them. It's possible for me. All the support I need is available. There are amazingly helpful people. There are people whose expertise it is to help me solve this problem, to help me get from point A to point B. And it's all right there. I just need to be open to it and see it. So when you shift your mindset, you open possibilities. So let's talk about the five key mindset shifts that are really going to help you attract six figures into your business if you've been finding yourself just below that magical six-finger barrier. So these five mindset shifts are critical in helping you cross that line. Let's talk about them. Number one, you need to believe it's possible. You need to believe it's even possible. And that's pretty easy to do. It's pretty easy to convince yourself of, because all you need to do is look around and find all those other people for whom it's become possible. So when you see other people doing what you wish you could do, instantly and automatically, there's your evidence that it is totally and utterly possible. So look for the evidence and know that it's possible. Mindset shift number two, believe that it's possible for you, baby. That's right. So there's a big difference between believing it's possible for some people and knowing it's possible for you. So this is where you have to become your own cheer squad. This is where you have to cheer yourself on and become your own personal coach. Coaches are fantastic, but you have a coach with you every single day. You have somebody that's talking to you all day long in here. Be kind to yourself, be positive, be encouraging to yourself, and see yourself as your newest coaching clients, even if you're not currently a coach, because we all coach each other. You coach your friends, you coach your children, you coach your partner. You're always coaching other people. You know how to encourage. You know how to help people see their abilities. You know how to help people see the positive side of things and help them count all their achievements and see all the evidence of how brilliant and capable they are. So do it for yourself so that you can believe that it's possible for you. Now, mindset shift number three. You need to be willing to believe that this can be easy. That this can be easy. And this is a big one, because think about it. While you believe that crossing the six-figure threshold is going to mean that it's really hard, that you have to work hard, that it's going to be tiring, and that it's going to take sacrifices you may not be willing to make, you will hold yourself back. You will hold yourself back in all sorts of ways, many of them totally unconscious. You may have the best intentions, but that belief that it's hard will hold you back, because unconsciously you will sabotage yourself. Your unconscious won't let you get yourself in a situation that you believe is going to be to your detriment. So again, look to the world around you. What evidence can you see that this can be easy, that this will make your life easier, that this will actually benefit your life and give you an even higher level of well-being? And when you can see that, and when you can truly become attached to and invested in that, your unconscious mind will get on board and it will help you figure out how to make it happen. Okay, Key mindset shift number 4, you need to expect support. Yes, I'm talking to you. So I don't know if it's just a thing about women in general or women in business, or maybe it's just me, or maybe it's me and lots of my clients and students, but this whole I've got to do it all myself thing isn't helping, but it's damn prevalent, isn't it? So you need to expect support, not just believe that the support is available, but actually expect it. Because when you get to a place of expecting people to care, expecting people to be willing to help, expecting people to be able to give you the right guidance at the right time, when you actually expect it, you will attract it and you will manifest it, and it will happen. So you need to get to a place where you expect support. And it starts by noticing whether you currently do or you don't, and just using your awareness to start making those shifts. And again, what evidence have you got that support is available? When your husband cleans out the dishwasher, celebrate. I am so supported. When your daughter puts on the washing and remembers to not just wash her dirty undies, but yours as well, then celebrate that. I am so supported. I have this amazing support network all around me. Keep reinforcing it to yourself. Find the littlest excuses, because they will build and build and build until you do get to a point where you truly expect it. And then all the washing and all the dishes and all the laundry will forever be taken care of. Sounds good to me, right? Okay, let's talk about key mindset shift number 5, which is a big one, but a very important one, which is why it's on the list. And it is to know that you are good enough. This goes beyond whether or not it's possible for you. This is moving into that space of knowing that you are good enough to have this, that you deserve this, that you are worthy of this. This is about really looking at what's going on deep within and shifting your self-image as you need to up-level to a state where you know that you are good enough, where you expect the support, where you believe it can be easy, where you believe it's possible for you, and you believe it's possible to begin with, right? So knowing that you are good enough is key. So look at that and identify if you need to make a shift there, and then do what you need to do to make it happen. Now, if you'd like some help with that, I can help you, and I happen to have an amazing free training that you can grab right now. So if you need to take the next step from what we've just talked about, then jump on in, click on that link, grab the free training, and I'll see you over there. And until next time, keep on embracing your amazing and unlimited potential.